We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Chaf, and we are beginning four lines from the top, the two dots. Omle a papa la abaya, a little bit of a gada to Gemara. Omle a papa la abaya, maishna rishonim the tzrachas luhu nisa, umaishna ad le misrachas lo nisa. What is the difference between the earlier dairis? By them, they had nisim, and we don't have as many nisim as the earlier dairis. What's the pshat? And we'll see in a second that Rav Yehuda had big nisim, and he's saying we didn't have that. Imashum tanuye, if it means because of the learning. So the Gemara says no. But shneid Rav Yehuda kulu tanuye v'nezikim hava. All they learned was nezikin. And Rashi, if he one shot learns, and nezikin means they just learned the three bavas. That's what they learned, and the three bavas are called nezikin. The Rashi says just like the Masechtas Tyrus and Seder Tyrus. The three bavas are all one masechta, and it's called nezikin, and it's in seidin nezikin. So all they learned was either seidin nezikin or just the three bavas, bava kama, bava vatsa, bava metziah. Imushim tanuyi, b'shnei v'hu dekuli tanuyi nezikin hava. Banan kamasdin and shita sidra. We learn all shita sidra. We learn all six star. V'chiyav amate v'hu de uksin. When Rav Yehuda used to reach uksin, where it says in masechtas uksin or other masechta, isha shekevesha siyarek bekadera. These Mishnayos are talking about, the halacha is that a leaf or a stem of a vegetable could be bring tumah to the vegetable also, because like a yad l'tumah. But it says if you pickle it and it gets very soft, it loses shame yad. It's not called a yad anymore. That's what it says in that Mishnah. Isha shekavesh is yarek pekadero, or zaysim shekavsham v'tarfeyim with the leaves, tahirim, it's tahar, because it can't be a yad. When Rav Yehuda used to reach these Mishnayis, he used to say, Omar, havayis the Rav Shmuel kachazina. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav Shmuel. He says, I feel like this is like the problems that Rav Shmuel had in their Gemara. This is like Machlokes Rav Shmuel. These are the hard stuff, Uksim. That's what Rav Yehuda used to say when he got to Uksim. Vanan, and us, kamastinim v'uksim, tleisim asifta. And by us, when we learn Masechtas Uksim, we have 13 different ways of learning Masechtas Uksim. The way Rashi learns, what it means is, like we learn from a Braisa to Sefta, we have 13 different Mahalchim in a Mishnah, you have Braisa, you have all different things. We have 13 different ways of learning the Uksin. And we got the Uksin, it was like Mamish Havayas to Rav Shmuel. Tosfos learns a little different, that means he has 13 yeshivas that are Bekiyim in Tyrus, that in Uksin, there's 13 Mesiftas for that. And still, so even though we have much more Torah than Rav Yehuda, v'ilu Rav Yehuda ki havashal of chad masane, when Rav Yehuda was a problem with rain, and he used to start davening for rain, and take off his shoes and to start davening for the rain, ki havashal of chad masane, he took off one shoe, osi mitra, the rain came around. But now in kamatzari and nafsha, we fast the whole day, and with tzavakot, we scream and daven, but less the mashkuchba, no one listens to us. So what's pshat that the earlier days have nisim that the rain just comes like that. If it's learning, we have more learning. That's what they want to know. That's what our papa asked about it. Amalei, so he answered, "Kamoya v'kon masri nafshay on kiddush Hashem." The earlier days were moisa nefesh on kiddush Hashem, and this is the hemshech of the Gemara, because Rashi says that if someone's wearing kalayim and he takes it off because of the mitzvah of kalayim, that's called a Kiddush Hashem. That's called Moisei Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. And here also we find that the early days of Moisei Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. What's the example? We'll see in a second. And now, Lo Masrin Nefeshin for Kiddush Hashem. We are not Moisei Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. And examples like this, Gehoda Rav Ada Bahava. Rav Ada Bahava one time saw a Chazia. Lahi Kusis Tavis Levisha Karblis of Ashuka. He saw a certain woman who was wearing this red scarf in the shuk, and a red scarf was obviously not tznius. It made people look at her, and he thought it was a yid. And he sees this lady walking in the street with not tznius day clothing. So what do you do? So the batis shawl, who he thought was a batis shawl, come carry mene. He ripped it off her neck. The ma'isa igloyim milsa the kusi. He ripped off her neck. He sees, oh, she's not, she's a non-Jew. Obvious non-Jew. So he felt bad, and he paid her back. Shaimu ba'arv me'ezuzi. He paid her 400 zuz, which is a lot of money for the embarrassment. But lamaisi was moisa nefesh to go over to a lady and rip her scarf off. And they're not scared. Ain chachmas comes to negra Hashem. Ain chachmas. And that's mesiras nefesh. Amalei, so it's a memorial story of Levite that says that he asked her, Mashmach, what's your name? Amalei, Matun, my name is Masun. Amalei, so you see, he played on the words. Masun, Masun, Aramei Zushavya. You costed me 400 zuz. Why is Masun, Rashi's one Pshah, Masun means Loshun Masayim, like 200. It says 200, 200, you cost me 400 zuz. Your name, like, your name is Shema Garim, your name is Takam Aram, is to that what you cost me. That's one Pshah. Another Pshat is that Masa means waited. I should have waited a little bit. I would have saved myself 400 zuz. I should have waited to see if it's yid or not, and I would have saved myself 400 zuz. But upon him, Samara de Gemara, that's saying that though they get much more, they get Nisa much easier because they're Moisa Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. So I think more of it. Rav Gidl have a ragel that have a ka'ozov yosav ha-shari tefila. Rav Gidl used to sit outside the mikveh building, and Amaluhu, and every Isha that went in, you should tell them, Hachitvilu v'hachitvilu. You should teach them how to be tovel. Make sure to do this, make sure to do that. Make sure that they're being tovel right. Omule Rabbanu, like a staff, you marry me Yitzhahara, you're not scared of Yitzhahara. You know, you can have Machshavas if you're standing next to the building there. Omulhu, Damyim ba'apoyi ki kaki chiri. To me, it's like the white chickens walking in, white roosters or hens walking in. That's what to me it's like. I'm looking at this kuli mitzvah over here. I'm telling them what to do, and I'm not worried about any machshavas ra'is. Rabbi Yechon have a ragel that have called Ozel v'yosav ha'shari tefila. Rabbi Yechon used to sit outside the doors of tefila. When the ladies came back from the tefila, they used to see him. Amak Yisalkim Reis Yisrael, when the daughters of Yisrael come out of the mikvah, v'asiyam mitfila, and they come from the tefila, mistaklim bi. They should look at me and have a luhu zara de shapiri kavasi. They should have children that are nice like me. And it's mavuyer in Hilchas Tefila that they shouldn't see any bad maris right when they come out of the mikvah. They first shouldn't see any animals or anything. And avada the surah Yechon was even better. So he used to sit outside the mikvah to make sure that they see a good sight the first time they come out. Omli rabbanu lekamastafi mar meinibishi. Not worried about ayin hara. He was a very good-looking person, and every time someone walked out, they saw him. So maybe that'll be like ayin hara. Look, you know, they're gonna say, "Oh, look how nice he is." Maybe it's ayin hara. I'm a matzkid of ayin hara. Why not? I know I'm a zar of the Yosef Karsina. I'm an inical of Yosef Tzadik. There's no ayin hara on Yosef Tzadik. Tichsiv. It says in the pasuk on Yaakov's bracha to Yosef, Ben. Pyrus Yosef ben Pyrus Ali Ayin, and we darshan Ali Ayin means like this. I'm Rabbi Vov. I'll take her Ali Ayin or Oily Ayin. He's mesulik from Ayin Hara. That's what Oily Ayin means. There's no Ayin on him. He's mesulik from Ayin Hara. So he says, I come from Zara Yosef. There's no problem Ayin Hara. That's one pshat, one makar that there's no Ayin Hara by Yosef. Another makar of Yosef, Rabbi Chinam Mahacha, by Yidgul Leroy Vekev Aretz. Yaakov gave Yosef's children a bracha. That they should be like fish. They should multiply like fish. And my dagan should be yom, just like fish in the water. They're covered by water, and no one can see them. Therefore, there's no ayin hara. Ain't ayin rosh lot spam. Av zara shel Yosef in ayin rosh lot spam. Same thing. Zara shel Yosef. There's no ayin hara on them. And the third pshat is not from a pasuk. It's a svara. A third makar that there's no ayin hara by Yosef atzadik from a svara. By yisema ayin shel rotsa lozun masha ayin sheloi ayin that didn't want to be nena. From Ashes Batifer, that wasn't his wife, Ain Ayin Harah Shalatasba. There's no Ayin Harah Shalatasba, but Yosef Nesvara, because he was so makbid on his Ayin Ayim, Shmir Sinayim. Therefore, he won't have a problem of Ayin Harah either. Yechon came from that, therefore, Yechon wasn't scared to sit on Shara Tefillah. I just want to point out that we learned already in Mesechus Brachas that Rabbi Yechon was a Baal Basa. We had a Gemara before that says that. Yeah. Right, very good. But it says by Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema lying on your back, you're not lying back at all. So how do you say Kriya Shema? He says, go to the side. So the Gemara says, I Rav Yechron didn't do that. It says, Shani Rav Yechron the Baal Basa Hava. Let's state in the Gemara. So you see, Rav Yechron was a Baal Basa, and still we say he's very Yafa. It was done after Yud Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Yechron Matzli Vikari, Shani Rav Yechron Baal Basa Hava. The Gemara a few blood ago, after Yud Gimel and Beis. So even though he's a Baal Basa, Vaistois in those days, you could be Shapiri Kavasi even for your Baal Basa.